Translation: O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. The devotees of the Lord are always anxious for the spiritual improvement of the general public. When the sages of Naimisharanya analyze the state of affairs of the people in this age of Kali, they foresaw that men would live short lives. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life is shortened, not as much because of insufficient food, but because of irregular habits. By keeping regular habits, anything simple food, any man can maintain his health. Overeating, over sense gratification, over dependence on others' mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy. Therefore, the duration of life is shortened. The people of this age are also very lazy, not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. The human life is especially meant for self-realization. This is to say, man should come to know what he is, what the world is, and what the supreme truth is. Human life is a means by which the living entity can end all the miseries of the hard struggle for life in material existence, and by which he can return to Godhead, his eternal home. But due to a bad system of education, men have no desire for self-realization. Even if they come to know about it, they unfortunately become victims of misguided teachers. In this age, men are victims not only of different political creeds and parties, but also of many different types of sense gratificatory diversions, such as cinemas, sports, gambling, clubs, mundane libraries, head association, bad association, smoking, drinking, cheating, pilfering, bickerings, and so on. Their mind are always disturbed and full of anxiety due to so many different engagements. In this age, many unscrupulous men manufacture their own religious faith, which are not based on any revealed scriptures. And very often, people who are addicted to sense gratification are attracted by such institutions. Consequently, in the name of religion, so many sinful acts are being carried on, that the people in general have neither peace of mind nor health of body. The student, brahmachari, communities are so no longer being maintained, and householders do not observe the rules and regulations of the gruhastha ashram. Consequently, the so-called vanprastha and sannyas who come out of such gruhastha ashram are easily deviated from the rigid path. In the Kali Yuga, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. Men are no longer interested in spiritual values. Material sense gratification is now the standard of civilization. For the maintenance of such material civilizations, men have formed complex nations and communities, and there is constant strain of hot and cold wars between these different groups. It has become very difficult, therefore, to raise the standard, spiritual standard, due to present distorted values of human society. The sages of Naimisharanya are anxious to disentangle all fallen souls, and here they are seeking the remedy from Srila Suta Goswami. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshurun Miltamena Tasme Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Udapata Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada आदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा दिनाश्य। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो नाइस श्लोका प्राण अल्पायुष्य सभ्यो कलाव यस्मिन युगे जनाहा मंदाहा सुमंद मत्यो मंद भाग्या उपदूत हम। ओ लर्नेड वन, इन दिस आयरन एज ऑफ कली युगा मैन हैव बट शोर्ट लाइव्स, दे आर क्वरलसम, लेजी, मिसगाइडेड, अनलकी एंड अबव ऑल ऑलवेज डिस्टर्ब। सो दिस डिस्कोर्स टूक बिटवीन सवनक ऋषि एंड सुता गोस्वामी इन नैमी शरण्य। देर आर सो मेनी 88,000 ऋषि मुनिस गैदर टूगेदर एंड देर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट दिस फॉर द ह्यूमन सोसाइटी। डज एनी वन नो वेर इज नैमी शरण्य? वी ऑल नो मायापुर, गोकुल, वृंदावन। वेर इज नैमी शरण्य? नैमी शरण्य इज इन उत्तर प्रदेश, यूपी। द बिगेस्ट सिटी इज लखनऊ। नियर लखनऊ देर इज अ डिस्ट्रिक्ट कॉल्ड सीतापुर। द नैमी शरण्य प्लेस इज स्टिल देर एंड सो मेनी पीपल डिड द ऑस्टेरिटी देर। Shrungi Rishi, as per example, Shrungi Rishi was very powerful. When Dasharatha Maharaja had three wives, Kausalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi, but they don't have any children. So Vasishtha Muni requested Dasharatha Maharaja, less called Shrungi Muni. That's why he said, Shrungi Rishi Vasishtha Bulava, Putra Hetu Subhayak Nakarava, Suti Rishi Shrungi Rishi Vasishtha Bulava, Putra Hetu Subhayak Nakarava. So this Vasishtha Muni called Shrungi Rishi, and after Rishi performing the sacred ceremony, then Dasharatha Maharaja, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna's son. Simple yagna but very powerful. Even Kali Yuga, this simple yagna is what? Chanting of the holy name of the Lord, which is what? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Shrungi Rishi was very, very powerful. And there are so many other as well. He says Manu and Satrupa, they perform the sacrifice. Then Kashyap and Aditi, they were also performing sacrifice there. So many other people. And that's why there was another one, Suchandra. Suchandra with Kalavati, his wife name was Kalavati. Later on, the same person became Radharani's father, who is Vrushabhanu and Kirtala Sundari. So the Suchandra became Vrushabhanu and Kalavati became Kirtida Sundari, Radharani. And Radharani is born there. So then Swami Saranya is so powerful. Even now, the potency is there. If you go there, if you have a chance, if you go there, you can see. Because the Rishi Muni decided that we want to perform 1,000 years sacrifice a year. And they requested Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma said that we want to choose nice place, peaceful, without any anxiety. So he said, I will release one chakra. And wherever the chakra, name, whenever it touches, that is the place to be for you. Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki, Sisi Radha Landa Nishwara Ki, Sisi Taram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Sisi Giri Govardhan Ki, Sila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanande. So Naimi Saranya is always power. Any place, if you go to Mayapur, Vrindavan, Gokul, all the holy places, very, very powerful. Even in Kali Yuga. Why? Because once what happened, that Mother Parvati asked Lord Shiva, that when people go to holy places, what they should do? And Lord Shiva replied that any human being, when they go to any place, maybe Vrindavan, Gokul, Mathura, Prayag, or this Naimi Saranya, but this must perform three activities. If you are a human being, anyone don't know about this one. But if you are a human being, then you must do these three things. What are the three things? First of all, snan. Snan means there is a river near, so you take a bath. First thing, snan. The second one is dan, charity. You always give charity to a worthy Brahmin, not any loafer. Only worthy Brahmin. And the third one is called Japa. So in Kali Yuga, you always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now suppose if you don't do this, snan or charity or dan, if you don't do, then no one come and arrest you or give put you in the prison. But the disadvantage is for you. No one says, why didn't you do that? Why didn't you take snan? No one complain even. There are so many saintly persons, no one criticize you. But what will happen? When you don't take a snan, that means you invite disease in your body. First, number one. Number two, dan. If you don't give the charity to worthy Brahmins, then you suffer from the poverty. And number three, if you don't do the japa, then you become a mukh. Mukh means you become dumb. You read everything, you know all the scriptures, all the knowledge, but then the time comes, then you forget all about it. That's why. So snano, dano and japa. Bath, then dan, charity, and this japa is most important thing. In Kali Yuga, because you are always carry bad luck, misfortune, people quarrel for little thing. Like big wedding take place, the father spends so much money for the girl's wedding, and within 6 months there is a divorce. That is called unlucky. So much money spent, and the child, father, mother has really worked hard. Even the fight, the bridegroom, they work really hard. But within 6 months, divorce. Why is that? Because of bad luck, bad association, people don't have this spiritual knowledge. They misguide, even the so-called teachers explain, you know, in the scripture, this, even the so-called teachers, really, they sometimes misguide you. So you have to be very, very careful. In the name of secular state, now they don't want to worship any God. Just because of secular state, they don't believe in religion, don't believe in God. These so-called advanced people, they think that we got the degree, PhD, masters, whatever. But they don't know death will come and grab you any time, any minute. People work so hard that my bad luck could be in the good luck. Or my position could be improved. But it doesn't happen. Sometime, anywhere in any part of the world, some people work really hard, hoping that one day, when I become 65, I'll get the good pension. But nowadays, because of bad luck, because of Kali, people don't reach even 65 age. 50, 60 years, they finished, gone. All hard work they do. When government is good, good management, they are ready to give the pension. But you, because of bad association, bad sense gratification, over sense gratification, over indolence in eating, sleeping, mating, defending, all this you spend so much time. And the best time is will be for spiritual thing. That no one does it. That is when we ask them that please chant, they say, oh, not now, Prabhuji, I don't have any time. Later on, come later on. When? Probably when I sell the business. Then, but later on when you sell the business or when you leave the job, you don't leave any energy. Suppose if they tell you to climb on a Himalaya mountain, how many people will climb? If they read you this Gita or knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, eyes will want work, the ear will go, all the energy will go. How will you be able to do it? That's why we always request them, this is the time, right now, do it. And that was Prahlad Nara said, that when the child is 5 years old, they must be involved in the spiritual knowledge. And that is father and mother's duty. But even father, mother, they are covered with bad luck. So what can you do? And actually, bad luck is we created. Vedic scripture is there. As for example, now in Kali, on this mass, this Kartik mass, we always offer the ghee lamp. So many people came in the morning. Why? Because it's to earn some pious activity. So they think that bad luck will go away. And it is true actually. I'll tell you a nice story. You know, there was one Brahmin called, his name was Vaikuntha. And he was doing Kartik mass very, because he was a Brahmin, so he had all the rules and regulations, he followed rigidly. And then Kartik specially, he used to go to Vishnu Mandir, light the lamp, ghee lamp, and then close the door and go home. So one day what happened? He did this with really good faith in Krishna and Damodar. And then he closed the door, light the ghee lamp, offer the ghee lamp to Lord Vishnu and go on home. And then what happened? Meantime, one mouse came. Now mouse was hungry. So he started eating all the ghee from the ghee lamp. And what happened? Slowly, the quantity of the ghee was nearly finishing. And usually if you notice, When the quantity is less, then the jyot, the flame becomes higher. Actually, it should be other round. When the ghee is more or liquid is more, it should be more flame. But this is the other way. When the ghee is very, the last moment it goes always higher. So that was happened even. Because what happened? The mouse was scared because of the heat. And he ran. And then flame became very high. And Lord Vishnu was so pleased. Now on the way, while the mouse was running, there was a snake. And a snake bite him. But the snake bite, the mouse died. And then what happened? When you died, two person come. Either Vishnudutta come or Yamduta come. So Yamduta came. Because he was a mouse. So Yamduta came. And they tied the soul with a rope. And when they were taking the soul to punish, Vishnudutta came on the scene. And they said, what are you doing? He said, well, he's a mouse and we're taking the soul to put in another body, transfer this whole soul in another body according to his sinful activity. He said, no, you can't do that. He said, why not? He said, we check all the record. Well, he said, yeah, you check all the record, that's okay. We know you're Amraj assistant. But at the same time, he performed one nice yagya as well. He said, what was that? And then Vishnudutta explained that this thing happened. When Vaikunth Brahmin offered a ghee lamb, this mouse offered a high ghee lamb to the Lord Vishnu. Just one thing. And that is also by mistake, not even knowingly, unknowingly. He was greedy to eat the ghee. But by greediness, the flame became high. And Lord Vishnu got. Not only that, he was released from the Vishnudutta. Not only released, but at the same time, they took the soul in Vaikunth Loka and he stayed for 100 manvantars. Imagine 100 manvantars. And after that, he became a king, prince. He got married again to the princess. And he had grandchildren. And after that is not also finished. Even after that, he gone to Vaikunth Loka. Imagine one offering one ghee lamb in Kartik Mas. What is the benefit? Even the mouse can do it. So why but a human being? Kartik is very powerful. So that's why people go to holy places to do some sacrifice, and they should do it. Not just go and I've been to Vrindavan, I've been to Mayapur and came back. What do you learn? When you go to holy places, you must associate with the saintly person. When someone come to temple, they should learn from the devotee. Association is most important. They must learn something for the devotees. It says sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Sarva sastra kaya, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi haya. Even flickering time, little time, associate with the devotee, that will make your life successful. Otherwise, bad luck, misfortune will cover you. Because of your activity, because of your bad association, always cover you. So there are so many other things in the scripture. So now, to avoid the bad luck, what you should do? You should become a Vishnu Bhakta. And to become a Vishnu or Krishna Bhakta is very, very easy. In Kali Yuga, sometimes people say very, very difficult. It's not difficult at all. It's very, very difficult. There is one sloka for that one. Yamaraja, he sold this one, that Prahasman Yamuna Brata Sadeva Hi Puna Puna Bhavadri Vaishnava Tyajya Nate Smuram Gochara. See, Yamuna's brother Yamdev always tell the Yamduta that those who are Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, leave them alone because they don't deserve to be near to me. Vishnu Bhakta, Yamraja tell the Yamduta that never approach the Vishnu Bhakta because they are always good. They always worship Radha Gokulanand, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. They are pure Vishnu Bhakta, so never approach. Even if they by mistake, they make some mistake, forgive them. And never approach them. You should only contact the sinful person, not the Vishnu Bhakta. So in the Niti Shastra also, that how you become a devotee, Vishnu Bhakta. He says, Prithvi Bhushanam Raja, Nari Nam Bhushanam Patihi, Sarvari Bhushanam Chandro, Vidya Sarvasa Bhushanam. Prithvi Bhushanam Raja, Nari Nam Bhushanam Patihi, Sarvari Bhushanam Chandro, Vidya Sarvasya Bhushanam. The ornament of the earth is the king or queen mother, and the ornament of a woman is a good husband. The ornament of night is the moon, and the knowledge is the ornament of everything. But the spiritual knowledge, not the material knowledge. Material knowledge, there are so many faculties, so many universities, so many colleges. But the spiritual knowledge, you get only in ISKCON temple. They all talk about all the other knowledge. And that is good. We give them respect. Medical science, engineering, we give them full respect because we use their facility. But the spiritual knowledge is most important for the human being. Because animal can't come. Suppose if you invite 50 dogs here, what they will do? They simply bark. Because the soul is transferred in the dog's body. And there is no alternative than to bark. They have to do. For compulsory, there is no alternative. So human being, doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes people say, oh, I'm always carrying bad luck. I can't come to temple. Why not? You got minor independent. It's entirely up to you. Either you come to temple or you go to pub. It's entirely up to you. You want to enjoy the sense gratification, you can go outside. If you want to purify the senses, then you come to ISKCON temple. By slowly, slowly you get all the knowledge. You learn how to do Guru Puja, how to respect Srila Prabhupada, how to worship Tulsi Maharani. Then you know Guru Puja, then in the morning Mangala Arati. So many people come so many years, but there's still some lacking. So it is our duty and it is their inclination also. No doubt bad luck is there because of Kali Yuga, but at the same time it can be improved. Entirely. Destiny can be improved by coming to Krishna. Krishna is more powerful than the Kal. It's a Kale. Kal is very powerful. It's time. Kali. It can bring you big, big top personalities to the floor straight away. One night they are millionaire. The second night the stock market collapses and the next day he's a poor beggar in the street. Because of Kal. Kal is very, very powerful. That's why I say never keep the ignorance. This three thing, you know, this envy, greed, illusion, angry, that is all the bad guna. And that because of that guna, there is three guna. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. Mode of goodness is okay. But when you cover with the mode of passion and ignorance, then you are finished. Because greed, from the greed, you want to cover everything. This is mine, my body, my clothes, my house, my car. And slowly it goes on and on and on and on. And then after that, illusion. I am the big person. I am the head of the whole establishment. I am the head pujari. I am the president. Whatever, I am the president of the whole country. I am the owner of this land. So much ego, then the false ego comes. There are two kinds of ego. One is a true ego. True ego means you are soul. But the false ego means you are body. And because your bodily designation, no one wants to involve in spiritual movement. Because they think that I am coming from the higher family. I am coming from England, America, Japan, Germany, Australia. What is India? India is a poor country. But this knowledge is not like that. This knowledge is very, very powerful. Like sun. Sun is very powerful. Sun is not Indian or American or Russian. Sun is a sun. If you want good health, you take advantage of the sunshine. If you want to don't suffer from the poverty, you take advantage of the sun. Sun's 12 name. Very powerful name. Everything Vyasadeva, who was Krishna himself, came. And Vyasadeva said that if you don't want to suffer from the poverty, in the morning, it's in the Vedaya. In the morning, you chant only 12 names of the sun. Hrim Mitraya Namaha, Hrim Raviye Namaha, Hrim Suryaya Namaha, Hrim Bhanave Namaha, Hrim Khagaya Namaha, Hrim Prushte Namaha, Hrim Rinnagarbhaya Namaha, Hrim Marichaya Namaha, Hrim Adityaya Namaha, Hrim Arkaya Namaha, Hrim Bhaskaraya Namaha. It takes 1 or 2 minutes. But this Vedic knowledge is so powerful. And Srila Prabhupada, at the ripe age, he did so much hard work. And Prabhupada said, I done only 50% work. Other 50% left for me and you. You find out, and these people who are bad luck, covered with bad luck, bring them a good luck. Give this knowledge, spiritual knowledge. For the material knowledge, everything available. So who cares for that one? Even big people, they don't worry about the God. And then after the death, everything stays here. They say that atheist people, where is the God? Show me the God. If there is God, why there is so much poverty? Why there is so much war? But war will come because of the mode of passion and ignorance. One nation thinks that we are powerful. We got the nuclear weapon. And when you got the weapon, you have to use it. You got the hand, you got the eyes, You got all the senses, so you have to use it. Either the eyes you get for Radha Gokulanan, have a nice darshan, or you spend for the eyes outside world. The nose you can use for nice smelling the tulsi leaf or flower, or you can use for outside. So many things outside available. The same way tongue got the two business. And tongue can bring you either good luck or bad luck. If you chant with the Krishna's name with the tongue, vibrate only Krishna's name, no Gramya Katha. So vibrate only Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And another one is Krishna Prasad. Only two things tongue can do it. Chanting of the Holy Lord and Krishna Prasad. And then not be miser. Then tell everyone that stop, I can give so many people interested in Tulsi Puja. But then you have to make condition that in the house there should be no eggs, no fish, no meat, no alcohol. Then I can give you Tulsi, I don't mind. First practice this one. Then I can introduce to ISKCON movement. What is movement? What is ISKCON movement? But not now. First, all this sinful activity, stop it right now. And people do it actually. They are so interested in Tulsi Puja. They love it, they know. In their mind is there, Tulsi Puja. But because of sinful activity, then I can't keep Tulsi. But when you train them, they are pious actually. Prabhupada says that people all over the world are nice people. Their heart is very clean. But because of the Kali Yuga, there is some fault in that. Kali Yuga is always with the fault. That's why it is our duty, devotee duty to train them rightly. Satya Yuga lasts for 17,028,000. 17,028,000. And in Dvaita Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 years. Right? The next Yuga is Treta Yuga. Treta Yuga lasts for 12,96,000 years. And their duration was 10,000 years. And then this Dvapar Yuga, 8,064,000 years. Their duration was only 1,000 years. But in Kali Yuga, Alpa Ayushya. Alpa means very, very little. Alpa Ayushya means only 100 years. But out of 100 years, first few years goes in the game. It's the first few years. No, Balasata Bata Krida Sakta, Tarunasata Bata Taruni Rakta. Vruddhasa chavata chinta bhagna parama brahmane kopina lagna. He said, taruna balasa davata kida sakta. Balas means young boys, your young girl. They always like to play. Kida means play. They always like to play. What your game? They think this intelligent game. But for us, it's wasting time. So balas davata kida sakta. Tarunas davata taruni rakta. When you become young boys are always after young girl. That is tarunastavatam. And vruddhastavat chintabagna. When you become old, then no matter how hard you work, but when you become old, the chinta, worry, covers you. You always think that, my God, those who were with me, all my friends, they gone so high, and I'm still same place. What I'm doing? I done something wrong. Or bad luck cover me, or misfortune is with me. Always worry. I wish I would have done that. I wish I would listen to his advice. But they don't know. Is the senses you got, all the senses, eyes, nose, ear, throat, and then on top of that is mind, intelligence and ego. And then on top of that there is Atma and Paramatma sitting in your heart. So no matter, everyone in the whole world, people got all the senses. Why not everyone become a rich man? Why not everyone become with good fortune? No, you can't. Because you got everything same. I got eyes, you got eyes, you got ear, I got ear, everything is there. But if Krishna's mercy is not there, you can't do anything. Without Krishna's mercy, not a blade of grass can move. That is called Krishna. So this Ayushya in Kali Yuga, very, very Alpa Ayushya. Alpa means very, very little. And after that we waste so much time wasted. As I said, the Balas children, first 25 is gone, then they go study, primary school, college, university, then get married, have children, grandchildren, and then when you become old, chinta, all the worries, they cover you. And then, parama brahmane kopina lagna. For the spiritual knowledge, no one is interested. Even if you tell them, even in the Oxford degree, the free book, they don't have time to take the free book. Just imagine how bad luck. This is called bad luck. The guy is giving you free of charge, and then people are not interested. Like Srila Prabhupada, this back to BTG magazine, Back to Godhead. There is a nice article about that. I want to read that one. It's a BTG in London. Prabhupada explained nicely that he wrote a letter to Mukund Goswami, that but immediately my request to you is that in London you try to sell at least 2,000 to 3,000 BTG, Back to Godhead magazine. In other words, I am just claiming this contributional as your pet child. Prabhupada became a pet child of Mukund Prabhu. My father was very much affectionate, and in my childhood, whatever I wanted from my father, he would at once give me. One time, he purchased for me one rifle. And so after taking it, I demanded that he must give me another rifle. My father denied. You already have one, why do you want another one? So my argument was that I must have two rifles, because I got two hands, and each hand I got two rifles. Due to my obstinacy, my father finally agreed. Later on, when I was young and lost my father, I was very, very sorry to have lost such an affectionate father. But by Krishna's grace, I have now many American fathers and mothers. So I am appealing to you of my American father and mother to help me by this contribution. Please let me know if you will do this. I am awaiting your early reply. Srila Prabhupada was so merciful, so peaceful, and he became a pet child of his disciple. Can you imagine? Sometimes Prabhupada said that you are my child in American. But this time, to Mukund, he said, I am your pet child. But please do this BTG, Back to Godhead magazine, is the backbone of ISKCON movement. Why? So many holy people, so many spiritual masters, Sivaram Swami, Bhakti Vikas Swami, Bhakti Charu Swami, so many big, big personalities, they spend so much time, not only sannyasis, even the devotee, they write nice article. And to write one article, sometimes they spend 20 hours or 30 hours. Imagine how many hard work they do. That's why Srila Prabhupada put too much stress on BTG, Back to World magazine. By reading this magazine, Prabhupada knew that all the bad luck, misfortune will go away. Otherwise, Kali Yuga, you are always covered with this one. Even if you try or not try, it will come to you. Good luck will come to you, and bad luck also will come to you. But by chanting Hare Krishna, it can be reversed on the wrong direction. Another thing Srila Prabhupada wrote one letter to Madhu Dwiswami. What is the duty of the priest, GBC? He said that make some progressive training by obtain of the devotees, all temples and in temples in Melbourne, London, Paris, Bombay, all are very nice. Everything is bright and brilliant. The deity is the proof of the sincere service. It is the duty of the GBC now to maintain this temple. Their duty is to how to execute them and maintain. So Srila Prabhupada gave everything. Ordinary child to the little Saraswati, to the big people. Everyone knows about Saraswati. Little child. And she used to ask everyone, do you know about Krishna? And when the guy said, no, I don't know. He said, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Little child can teach about Krishna. So why not? And that is why Srila Prabhupada gave this movement, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not God Consciousness. About the God, everyone knows. And still they suffer with bad luck and misfortune. But when you know about Krishna, Vishnu, Radharani, everything will go away. All bad luck will go away. Everything will go away simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, that is most powerful. It's a big mission. And Srila Prabhupada gave everyone some responsibility. Now it is our responsibility. Because we are up to here now. And don't stay there. Progress spiritually. You can become a teacher like Prabhuji. You can do so many things, contribution to the society. Sometimes people say, what do you give to the society? So many people suffering in the poverty. What do you do? But we do lot of things. Behind the door we do lot of things. People don't know about it. Okay, so this is the important thing. Kali Yuga will be there. Bad luck will be there. Misfortune will be there. In the name of religion, people are doing so many sinful activity. Because they don't know what is the true religion. That's why. So it is my duty, your duty, everyone's duty to give this knowledge to everyone. Prabhupada said that both the people suffer, either poor men or rich men. Poor men suffering because of poverty and rich men suffering because of the spiritual knowledge, lack of spiritual knowledge. Both of suffering. So it is our duty to preach all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithvi te yachaveda nagaradi gram sarvatta prachar hoibe moranam. Prithvi, whole mother earth, earth planet. Everywhere you can teach, any part of the world you can go. Okay? Hare Krishna. The time is up. Is there any question, comment, realization? Hare Krishna.